This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday told lawmakers Washington had paused a shipment of weapons to Israel over the government's plans to carry out an operation in the city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Austin confirmed reports that the U.S. had at least temporarily halted the planned transfer of some 3,500 powerful bombs.
Israel shouldn't launch a major attack in Rafah without accounting for and protecting the civilians that are in that battle space. As we have assessed the situation, we paused one shipment of high payload munitions.
It marks the first such delay since the Biden administration offered its, quote, ironclad support to Israel after Hamas's October 7th attack that killed 1,200 people, according to Israeli tallies. And the pause caught some U.S. lawmakers by surprise.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israel bombarded Rafah on Wednesday as the military said ground troops conducted quote-unquote targeted raids in the southern Gaza city's east, with negotiations to halt the seven-month war underway in Cairo. Israel has defied international objections and sent tanks into Rafah, which is crowded with Palestinian civilians sheltering near the Egyptian border, seizing early Tuesday a crossing that's the main conduit for aid into the besieged territory. The White House condemned the interruption to humanitarian deliveries. Israeli women rallied in Tel Aviv on Wednesday, demanding the release of around 130 hostages still held in Gaza after 6 months of Israel's war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces competing pressures at home and abroad when he weighs how far to push the operation to defeat Hamas in Rafah. This is VOA News. Turkey's decision last week to stop all trade with Israel until Israeli leaders reach a permanent ceasefire in Gaza is likely to hit Israel's economy hard. And there are signs Turkey is encouraging other nations in the Islamic world to do the same. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkey's ports are now closed to all Israeli trade. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the embargo will only be lifted if there's a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Erdogan on Tuesday called on the international community to put greater pressure on Israel, a move that analysts warn will have wider consequences. Last year, Turkish-Israeli trade was worth nearly $7 billion, of which more than $5 billion was Turkish exports. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz condemned the embargo, pledging to find alternative suppliers. But analysts warn the Israeli economy will still suffer. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
EU member states reached agreement Wednesday on a plan to use billions of euros in profits from frozen Russian central bank assets to arm Ukraine and fund its post-war reconstruction. Moscow has made a string of battlefield gains in recent months, pressing its manpower and weapons advantage as Kyiv awaited critical new Western aid more than 2 years into the conflict. Russia launches a massive missile and drone attack on Ukraine's energy facilities. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian forces have unleashed a nighttime barrage of more than 50 cruise missiles and explosive drones at Ukraine's power grid, targeting a wide area in what President Volodymyr Zelensky calls a massive attack. The bombardment blasted targets in seven Ukrainian regions, including the Kyiv area and parts of the south and west, damaging homes and the country's rail network, authorities say. Three people, including an 8-year-old girl, were injured, according to officials. The attacks drained Ukrainian air defenses of ammunition, as Kyiv's depleted forces await delivery of the latest batch of promised Western military support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The death toll from devastating floods that have ravaged southern Brazil for days surpassed 100 on Wednesday, authorities said, as the search for dozens of missing people was interrupted by fresh storms. Some 400 municipalities have been affected by the worst natural disaster ever to hit the state of Rio Grande do Sul, with hundreds of people injured and 160,000 forced from their homes. Many have had no access to drinking water or electricity, or even the means to call for help, with telephone and internet services down in many places. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.